This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88.
Welcome to Me and My 88 Friends, episode 81. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. I'm calling this episode Maiden Voyage, Lawrence Tuning and Damascus Road, because we're going to play excerpts from our first concert we have ever done as a band, which happened last Sunday night, June 12th, 2022. We've been practicing for 2 years, actually more than 2 years, and trying to do a concert, and COVID has kept us from it 3 times. But this time we did it at Lamb's Chapel Christian Center in Florence, South Carolina. We had a wonderful night together. It was a lot of fun as a band, but there was also a very real and tangible sense of God's presence and His Spirit in our midst. It was a very sweet service. So I'm going to go directly to that concert. Hope you'll sit back and listen to us. And I do thank you for tuning in. Here we go. Stand up in church, gonna testify, gonna tell all my friends and my neighbors, what a changed man am I. I've got something to say, got a story to tell, about how Jesus intervened in my life on the road down to hell. He had an intervention. He stopped me dead in my tracks. He shattered all my pretensions. And he carried me back. Church, gonna testify, gonna tell all my friends and my neighbors, what a changed man am I. Shatter all my pretensions, and he carried me back. And that's a fact, I'm gonna stand up in church, gonna testify, gonna tell all my friends and my neighbors, what a changed man am I. What a changed man am I. What a changed man am I.
Thank you. bless the Lord, builds the house, they labor in vain, who build it, sing that with me, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain, who build it, one more time, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain, who build it, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain, who build it. Jesus was a builder, a carpenter by trade. What he built was sturdy, expertly made. Now he's building the kingdom, not made by human hands. When everything else crumbles, gonna stand, stand, stand. Unless the Lord builds a house, labor in vain to build it. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain to build it. It has a strong foundation, Jesus Christ the Son. The walls are called salvation for each and every one. Faith is the doorway, praise forms the roof, and the rooms are filled with love, holiness and truth. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain to build it. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain to build it.
Worship is drawing.
just be going, going. Rise, let us be going, going. It's time to arise, let us be going, going, going. You know, when we were little kids, when I was a little kid back in Lee County, Vacation Bible School would roll around and we would sing this little song. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. You know, the Bible's under attack. And there was a movie a few years ago, probably about 10 or 15 years ago, and Denzel Washington was in it, and it was called The Book of Eli. And that movie, the character that Denzel Washington played had to take an item all the way, I believe it was to San Francisco, and it was a very dangerous journey, and it was packed in a box, and he had many, many problems along the way. And when they got to San Francisco, they opened the box, and it was a old battered Bible. And it was the only Bible left in the whole world. And somebody looked at it and said, "What is it?" And he said, "It's a Bible." And he said, "It's kind of beat up, but it will do the job." How many of you believe that tonight? This song's called Leaning on the Word of God. God is alive and active, and sharper than a double-edged sword. Throughout history, men have tried to attack it, and vilify it, and beat it down. But I read somewhere that a wise man said, "The Bible is an anvil that has broken many hammers. It's been twisted and misused, resisted and refused. It's been criticized and ridiculed, politicized, overruled. The Word of God, and it will last forever. Though heaven and earth may pass away, and let me say, just for the record, here I stand, here I'll stay. I'm leaning on the Word of God. Some have tried to dilute it. Some have tried to refute it. Some have even tried to remove it from the face of the earth, but they could never uproot it. Yes, it's the Word of God, and it will last forever. Though heaven and earth may pass away, say, just for the record,
where I'm gonna stay. I'm leaning on the word of God. Tonight, though heaven and earth may pass away, and let me say today, just for the record, here I stand, here I'm gonna stay, I'm leaning on the word of God. I'm leaning on the word of God. I'm leaning on the word of God.
Just can't shake it, but it's not too late to start over again. I had a future, I went and shattered. I had hopes, somehow got scattered. I sinned and I lost the one thing that mattered. But it's not too late to start over again. And I know I can't replace the past with things that might have been. And there's only one thing left for me to heal this heart again. Sweet forgiveness, the kind that frees us one by one. I'll pick up the pieces, I'll gather them up, take them to Jesus. Not too late to start over again. And I know I can't replace the past with things that might have been.
and there's only one thing left for me to heal this heart again. Sweet forgiveness, the kind that frees us one by one. Pick up the pieces, or I'll gather them up and take them to Jesus. For it's not too late to start over again. Broken pieces, I'll just take them to Jesus. He told me it's not too late to start over again.
You're listening to a podcast called Me and My 88 Friends. This is Lawrence Tuning, your host. The name Me and My 88 Friends comes from the number of keys on a piano. Many times I just sit at the piano and sing to you. But this time we had a lot more friends than 88. We had our band, Damascus Road. And we had a special guest singer who came and did a couple of numbers. Her name is Lena Hughes. Lena has actually been on this show before when I've interviewed her. Lena was in the hospital for many weeks with COVID, and she could talk barely over a whisper for a long, long time. And finally, she started coming to church with an oxygen tank, and I wondered if she would ever sing again. But she did, and you're going to hear two songs featuring Lena Hughes now.
You know, I can't see all of your faces out there, so I don't know who everybody is. But I want to tell you something. If you came in through these doors tonight and you feel like your life's a wreck, and all you have to look for is just failure and shame, it is not too late. Tonight's a good night just to say, here I am, Lord. Here's my broken pieces. Start over again. I want to thank Carl Morris. Where are you, Carl? There he is. I want you to give him a clap because he's the one that wrote this song with me, that inspired the whole song. Give him a little hand clap right there. He called me up. He called me up, and people have done this for years. And let me just say, in case you got a poem there, don't send it to me because I'm bad at that. I've had probably hundreds of scraps of paper sent to me. Hey, can you do anything with this? I can't. I get the tunes first, and so when Carl called me, he says, I got two lines. That's all I got. I just want to give it to you. Put it on the shelf if nothing clicks. And I thought, oh, dear, I love you, Carl. But send it over. And lo and behold, and it takes me 9 months to write a song, within about 4 days, I had this song. Carl had the first two lines. I had a chance, but I did not take it. I had a choice, but I did not make it. So thanks, Carl. Carl gets a little bit of the royalties, but not much of it, you know. Two lines, that's all. He's got a small percentage. But anyway, this is Damascus Road. It took 2 years to find a name, but I love that name because Damascus Road represents a place of an encounter with a living Jesus. So I want to introduce the band. Jason Dowdy's over on the corner with the lead guitar. When I get to heaven, I'm going to say to Eric Clapton, move over, Eric. Jason's got to, I want him to be right here by me. Somebody told me Friday night, I ain't going to say who, but they said, hey, Lawrence, I'm not coming to hear you Sunday night. I'm coming to hear Jason. And I said, well, guess what? I'm not coming to hear me either. I'm coming to hear Jason too. But anyway, that's Jason. And then this is Brian Hoogenboom here who plays acoustic guitar and lead guitar. Brian's a wonderful man, a wonderful technical man, and a man who knows all kinds of stuff. And a really good songwriter, too, and a good singer, great singer. That's Brian Hoogenboom. On the drums, give him a hand. On the drums is Keith Hamrick, the only bona fide star in the group. He appeared on Hee Haw. Now, who else in this room can say that they were on the Hee Haw show? But he was on it. He played for the Atlanta Rhythm Section and Billy Joe Royal. And with Billy Joe Royal, they sang on the Hee Haw show with Buck Owens and Roy Clark and Lulu and all those people. And this is my man here, Russell James, the coolest bass player I've ever known. He just sits on a stool, you know. He just needs some sunglasses on. He's you need to put them on. He's Mr. Cool. And I'm just a poor boy from Lee County. I'm the piano player. Elton John had a record album one time. He said, the title was Don't Shoot Me, I'm Just a Piano Player. But anyway, this is us. And I just want to tell you something before we sing the next couple of songs. Back in my early days, one of the people who inspired me the most was the great Andre Crouch. I heard Andre sing in Indianapolis in 1972 in the fall, and while I was listening to him, I just said a prayer to the Lord. I said, Lord, I wish I could meet him sometime. I won't go into the details, but within about 3 months from that, 4 months, I was staying at Andre Crouch's house for 10 days. I didn't just meet him. I stayed there. His car had broken down, and we were in California, and so we were his ride back and forth to the studio. They were doing the Live at Carnegie Hall album. How many of you have ever heard that album? There's a place in that album where everybody's humming. He's singing, Hallelujah. And the crowd's humming. And I was in the studio. It just was bizarre how it all happened. And they said, we can't hear the crowd. We need everybody in the studio to gather around the mic and hum. And I know I'm not on key all the time. So I got in the back row, you know. I was so scared that they would hear me humming and it would ruin the whole album. But I can truly say my first record was Live at Carnegie Hall, first one I ever did. So anyway, we're going to sing two songs that Andre wrote. And this first song I never heard until I heard them remixing that tape. And I'm going to ask my wonderful friend, Lena Hughes, to come up. And we're going to sing this song together. And then Lena's going to sing the first song that Andre Crouch ever wrote. So let's give Lena a hand. Here's a woman that was in the hospital with COVID for over a month and walked around with an oxygen tank, and we wondered if she would ever sing, but she's singing now. So, all right, Lena.
I thank him too. I thank the Lord.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to give him a little electric piano. No, we're doing a grand piano. Okay. Selena, with a wrought iron gate.
Okay. And I don't have to have a fancy yacht, anchor on the cape.
I don't have to have stocks and bonds. I don't need them stocks and bonds.
And I have something more secure than I need a bond. Ain't
nobody.
Well, what time, Jason. Drink whiskey.
Oh,
I don't have to smoke dope.
Okay, and I don't have to call a psychic. I don't need no horoscope.
I don't have to have another man's wife to give me a thrill.
Shed his blood for us. And so today and always, I know I will, and I know you will, we will forever serve the Lord until we see his face, see him face to face. And so I just want to just encourage each and every one of you to continue to press in. Press in, pray, because prayer changes things. It certainly changes things, especially in the world we live in now. And so we must sit at his feet and get his word. And then we must share it and carry it out and share it to other ones that don't know him. That's our assignment, saints. That's our mission. That is, we are the ambassadors. So we need to just continue to press in, pray, share his word. Amen. Because he's coming back soon, soon and very soon. Amen. Hallelujah.
Blood.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Give Lena a hand. Thank you, Lena. I love to sing with my Lena. They were watching from a distance, and they would not take their eyes from you. You were bleeding, they were weeping, faithful sisters. They had followed you, they could not understand, they could not see, they were mourning their loss. And the sky turned black as the earth turned red at the foot of the cross. He was standing near your mother. They were so close, they could hear you sighing. All around them, angry voices pierced the darkness. You were dying, but they would not leave. They lingered there, no matter the cost. They were staying, they were praying at the foot of the cross. Keep me near the cross, near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down to me at the foot of the cross. Standing in your presence, Lord, I cannot take my eyes from you. You have risen, I'm forgiven, precious Savior. I worship you, I'm not looking back. I've heard your voice, I'm staying here. I've made my choice, and it's real. Now I kneel at the foot of the cross. Keep me near the cross, near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot stay near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down to me at the foot of the cross. In the hymn book, I used to sing it as a little child It said, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Each time that I would hear it, it would make me smile. I didn't understand what it meant back then. It was just a favorite childhood hymn. But tonight it's real, and tonight I kneel at the foot of the cross.
Summertime, and the sky rolled up like a poster board held tight by a rubber band. Then behind it all, we're staring all at the coming of the Son of Man. I want to be where he is. I want to go where he goes. When or where, I don't care. I just want to be there, singing with joy around the throne. Ladybug in the sky. Every tribe and tongue, both old and young, I'll see them with the naked eye. Some will fear and some will cheer and some will hope to die. But when the trumpet blows, then away we go and want to kiss this world goodbye. I want to be where he is. Want to go where he goes. When or where, I don't care. I just want to be there, singing with joy around his throne. So people want to fight and argue who's right about where he's gonna rule. Will it be in old Jerusalem or maybe somewhere beyond the blue? Well, I wouldn't care exactly where, even if it was Kalamazoo. And if that were a fact, you know I'd pack and move to Michigan too. I want to be where he is. I want to go where he goes. When or where, I don't care. I just want to be there, singing with joy around his throne.
This song actually was inspired reading the autobiography of Eric Clapton. I was in the airport in Rhode Island and had a long layover, so I saw Eric Clapton, My Story, so I bought it. And all through the book, it was nothing but degradation and sin and adultery and cheating and drugs and overdoses. And I thought, why am I reading this book? And there came a point in that book where Eric Clapton, he had been about three or four rehab places, and he said, I was getting ready to get out, and the temptation was coming already before I even checked out, and I knew that I was on my way to fall back into drugs. I just knew it. It was there. And he said, in my room, before I checked out, I fell on my knees, and I looked up, and I said, Jesus, help me. God, help me. And he said, I don't consider myself a religious man, But when I fell on my knees and I said that prayer, I've never had drugs since. And I thought, there's a song here somewhere. So this is the song. If you want to, just shut your eyes here. And I'm going to worship the Lord. I worship the Lord doing this song. I'm singing this song straight to Jesus. It's called When My Eyes Are On You.
I can mount up with wings. Suddenly be changed. But my eyes are on you. I can mallop, mallop with a wing. Suddenly be changed. With my eyes are on you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Me and My 88 Friends. I hope you've been blessed as you've heard the songs and the testimonies of the first concert, the initial concert of me and my band, Lawrence Tuning and Damascus Road. I hope this is the first of many concerts that we will do. And I hope that you've been drawn to the foot of the cross. That's always been our prayer, that everyone would get just a little bit closer to the cross. God bless. Hope you join us next week.
Me and my 88 friends, me and my 88 friends, I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one-man band, I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88, me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends, me and my 88 friends. Some are black, some are white, they are precious in my sight. Some are quiet, some are loud, some stand out in a crowd. Me and my 88, me and my 88 friends. We've been friends for a long, long time. Since I was old enough to climb up on a piano stool and get to know them one by one. Me and my 88 friends, me and my 88 friends. Some are black, some are white, they are precious in my sight. Some are high, some are low, re mi fa sol la ti do. Yeah, me and my 88, me and my 88. I love my 88, me and my 88 friends.